This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
What Black History means to me, Black History is me, my culture, my pain, my gain, my tears, my struggles, my ancestors, my forefathers, my history, my family, my body, my dowry, my community, my determination, my complexion, my invention, my persistence, my perseverance, my intelligence, my drums, my dance, my films, my books, my people, my triumphs, my strengths, my weaknesses, my secrets, my screams, my values, my morals, my food, my background, my motherland, my stand, my laughter, my shouts, my art, my accent, my echo, my afro, my knowledge, my language, my drink, my wisdom, my understanding. Black History is me.
That was Ife Etuanya, a student at University of East London, sharing her thoughts about Black History during Black History Month in 2008. Black History Month is an annual observance of the history of the African diaspora in a number of countries outside of Africa, including the UK, the US, and Canada. Each year in February, Canadians are invited to participate in Black History Month festivities and events that honor the legacy of Black Canadians past and present. There's no single African-Canadian culture, as peoples of African origin represent a cultural mosaic as diverse as any in the world, but it's hoped that during Black History Month, Canadians can gain insight into the many and varied experiences of Black Canadians and the vital role this community has played throughout our shared history. We're joined in the studio by Shalima Gant and Devlin Wyatt of the Nanaimo African Heritage Society. Welcome to People First Radio, both of you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Shalima, why Black History Month? Why is it important?
It's important because it's part of our community. It's part of our world. We're people like anybody else, and it's important to our history and to our generations to come.
And what is it that Black History Month can do to help future generations?
I think it just makes aware there's been so much of our history that has not been included as long as some of the other cultures of this world. I think it just helps to make everything inclusive, make us people in general as inclusive in the world. It helps to keep the history and the ancestors and the future makers of our society grow as a whole.
Devlin, what does Black History Month mean to you personally?
It means recognizing a portion of our culture that normally does not get the recognition it deserves, and it's important as it is, as any other culture. It really talks to me about building community and recognizing all the tapestry that comes together in order to create Canada. Canada's a very diverse place.
Shalima, what does Black History Month mean to you personally as an individual?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, your introduction to the young lady in the University of London, I can't top that. I think all the above. However, for me personally, it keeps me aware of the pain and suffering that my ancestors went through and the doors and the opportunities that I have today because of what they've had to endure. So it just keeps me wanting to solidify I'm a citizen of the world.
Is there a Black identity on Vancouver Island, or a Black identity, or is Black identity something that is unique to each Black person who lives on Vancouver Island, Devlin?
Well, I think it all depends on the individual. There's Black people from all over the world, whether Caribbean, South America, Africa. and everybody is unique in their own respect. However, there is a common culture that comes with being black.
Thank you. Shalima.
I mean, I really don't really, to be honest with you, know how to answer that question other than to say that I'm just a human being. I happen to be brown-skinned. In terms of my culture being recognized in the community or in Canada, it's just a state of the facts. We have been here as long as any other culture. We're not unique to Canada. That's one of the things that should be recognized. And that's why we have to have Black History, to bring out the information and the history that has been here as long as any other culture. Canada is a mosaic that did not leave people from African heritage out. We've always been here.
People First Radio is a program about people, the society in which we live, and the issues related to health and wellness. Coming to you on CHOY 101.7 FM and streaming at CHOY.ca.
What does it mean to be black? It means to engulf her, to suck her life into my lungs. I want to smother her with the wetness of my lips. I love her tongue entwined with mine so that we can speak together. I am not able to achieve this. Her tongue twists so gallantly in my mouth. Her body entices my mind, and she asks me why I never stay with her. She enriches me with the long factual tales, and again tells me she needs me. I've only visited her once, and yet she still loves me passionately. I lay up at night creating wild imaginations of how she must have evolved or changed. The spices she enriches spurt clearly into my mind, and I am brought back to my senses. I need only look at her voluptuous shape, and no one else comes minutely close. Her shape combines all the essences of perfection molded into one place. Others have tried to poison her and attempted to take away her beauty, but I have to say her splendor in my eyes continues to shine through. By now, if you don't know who I'm talking about, I'll reveal it to you. I'm speaking about the place that signifies what it means to be black, the motherland, Africa.
That was Shimo Fabunmi, a student at University of East London, sharing his thoughts about black history during Black History Month in 2008. Black History Month is an annual observance of the history of the African diaspora in a number of countries outside of Africa, including the UK, the US, and Canada. Each year in February, Canadians are invited to participate in Black History Month festivities and events that honor the legacy of Black Canadians past and present. We're joined in the studio by Shalima Gant and Devlin Wyatt of the Nanaimo African Heritage Society. Shalima, tell us more about the Nanaimo African Heritage Society. Why was it formed and what does it do?
Well, the Nanaimo African Heritage Society was formed in 1999 when I was taking some courses up at the university. At that time was Malaspina. Now it's VIU. Yes, remind me. What it means, it was born because I felt my personally self that there wasn't a lot of representation for black history. And I saw, I did know some black families in the community. And I thought it was a need that we recognize the contributions of our pioneers. I found a book that was given to me by a black teacher of Nanaimo, and it was the British Columbia Black Pioneers. And I was astounded of the contributions that I did not even know existed on the island. And as I talked to other people, I thought there was a need. So I put out a call out, and there was over 100 and some people showed up of all different denominations that had black blood in them of some sort. And they all showed up, and it was born, and here we are 12 years later.
Tell me a little more about this British Columbia Black Pioneers publication and what it was in there that you read that was so inspiring.
Well, it was a resource guide that was created by the Victoria Awareness, Black Awareness Society. There was founding members that got together and put this curriculum together that would go into any of the schools, whether it was university or the grade schools. It has answers and questions of many contributed black pioneers that made, whether they were in the literary area or the, you know, whether they were musicians or judges and lawyers, what have you. And this book is an interesting book that has, like I said, a curriculum that could go in any grade school that can help the history and the study of all the contributions of the pioneers coming here in the early years and living here.
Each year in February, which is Black History Month in Canada, a series of events is presented in Nanaimo, and from what I gather, the Nanaimo African Heritage Society acts as a coordinating group for those events. Tell us more about those events and what's happening this year.
Well, I like to take credit for 12 years of really spearheading this. However, okay. There were people not really celebrating Black history, but certainly doing some things to bring some of the history. So we continue, and we continue by this year. We're starting our kickoff concert, which is tonight, the 2nd of February, from 4 to 6. We're having a showing of arts and entertainment there. We're joined by Rico, who's a wonderful acoustic guitarist, and we're showing some wonderful artistry of our pioneers, and we will have a collection of art from the past and present events. So that will be from 4 to 6 tonight. We'll have hors d'oeuvres and cocktails, so we invite the community to come out to that. And we go on from the 7th of February. We'll be joined as a community sponsor with the Port Theater for the Cuban Ballet. I'm looking forward to that, and Cuban Ballet. And on the 17th, a wonderful local teacher, now artist, will be having an exposition, Lawrence
Waldron,
thank you. Art exhibit at the Nanaimo Art Cultural Art Council, and that's in the new Northtown Mall, and that will be at 7 o'clock on the 17th. On the 19th, we're joined by the Victoria C. Sweet Gospel Concert group that will be coming for a gospel concert at the Brecon United Church on the 19th. Now, we have the morning service, which starts at 10:30. We'll feature some of the entertainment, but the bulk of it will be in the concert that starts at 3 at the Brecon United Church on the 19th. Mm. We'll be joined by the Sojourners again. I know people love them, and they'll be out. Mm. And we'll be wrapping things up at our annual finale, and that will be on Sunday, February the 26th, at Bowen Complex. And we have a new feature this year. It is our African Artisan Fair that will start at 11 in the morning and will go to 3.
Nice,
so we got a month long of lots of exciting things happening.
Wonderful.
Please come out and join us. And may I give where you can find tickets?
Sure.
And,
cool.
Yes, please call us at 729-9332, which is the Nanaimo African Heritage Society's office, or check our website out at www.nanaimoafricanheritagesociety.com. And there'll be other information, so please call us, and we invite the community and wherever else you're coming from, come on and join us for Black History Month 2012.
Wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to add in our last moment here to our conversation, Devlin?
I'm excited for the list of events. Check out the website.
And we both thank you very much.
All right, Shalima.
For having us.
Shalima Gant and Devlin Wyatt are with the Nanaimo African Heritage Society. You can find the organization online at nanaimoafricanheritagesociety.com. We want to acknowledge our use of audio clips in this segment prepared by students from University of East London during Black History Month in 2008. Those clips can be found at YouTube by using the search terms Black History Month and University of East London. We close out this segment with audio from Charlene Bryan called Colliding Inferences, Heritage at its Best.
Colliding Inferences, Heritage at its Best. I am not black, nor am I pure. The color of my skin is a travesty. It remains as pale as the pollution of blood that runs through my veins. But I am not white either. I live with the infidelity of the slave owners ever on my mind. A reminder that to be me means to exist always in a state of constant confusion. For they, vicious and unforgiving, doomed me from ever being gifted with clarity. I am not black, nor am I pure. The thoughts in my head are ever-present friends, or enemies, which is it I do not recall. For within me lies the strength of the slaves that desperately hunted after freedom. Within, an urge to become the ultimate liberation in myself takes root, reminds me that I should sit as Rosa Parks once did, but never should I take oppression as my destiny. I am not black, nor am I pure, but slavery is my heritage. It is with this pride that I exalt myself and consider me a victor, an offspring of the bounded who refuse to accept bondage as their ultimate fate. In my body surges the will to remain free, and like my foreparents who claimed their deliverance in the mountains, I absolve that liberation shall always be mine. For the delicate teachings established through great minds have been carved into my memory. Their subtle reminder that they achieved it all for me allows me to continue with my own achievements as an extension of them and me. I am not black, nor am I pure. I am a mixture of cultures set into one extraordinary bundle. But I am proud that blackness is the very backbone of my history, and slavery the bridge uniting past and future into one harmonious entity, a past that gave way to victory, a victory in which we can all share. I am not black, I am not pure. I only possess a unique and enriching history.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.